Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. I think I've gotten it down to about 18 seconds. I can take that thing down. It's unbelievable. We got the new one, still playing with it. It's unbelievable. I love the little clip on to your shirt that you can kind of run the machine from. It's awesome. My son loves that one. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out tchoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're sick of Zoom calls, if you're sick of, you know, diving everywhere and looking for what you need, our roadmap will help you become a better basketball coach. There's lots of great resources out there, but a lot of them are run by people that are college coaches or aren't teaching stats all day and then jump into the gym and have to deal with the everyday things 24/7 that a high school coach or a youth coach has to deal with. So come over, let me help you become a better basketball coach, tchoose.com. Let's head off to the podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Today, I'm going to talk about building a basketball program. And we're going to deep dive into this. We're going to talk about some of the key things that I think are important into building a basketball program. And this came to me, this topic came to me on one of my many walks with my dogs. I was listening to a podcast about kind of being organized and about doing things. And they were talking about this young girl, this seven-year-old girl that fell in the water and was below the ice. I think it was in Norway or it was a Scandinavian country. Anyway, she was under the ice for over 2 hours, and how every step of the way, people were able to do the right thing, check the right box. And she's basically a normal little girl now. I don't know how old she is now, but, it made me think about that, you know, building a program is kind of doing a checklist. You know, science and medicine, if you want to use medicine as an example, have come so far in the last several hundred years, except last couple centuries, that usually it's human error when something goes wrong. Someone forgets to you know, check the oxygen level. Someone forgets to check the, you know, change the line or something. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But with that young lady, everyone was able to basically make a checklist and be able to do that. So what I am thinking of doing, and I'm going to put a link down in the show notes, I'm thinking of doing a master class for building a basketball program this summer. An intense couple weeks of kind of a checklist. What I'm talking about, a checklist of things that you need to do maybe to get that job, maybe to keep the job, how to kind of build that program from the ground up. Because I think about the job that I took, only applicants, 6 winning seasons in 30 plus years at the school, and turning it into a perennial power in the Midwest. So I'm kicking that around. I'm going to start a waiting list for people that might be interested in it. I'm thinking of doing it maybe the end of June or early July, just kind of to build toward fall and to give you some groundbreaking things to kind of think about. But, you know, what goes into building a basketball program? First of all, it was a couple of weeks ago I did on culture and building culture. You know, I think especially when you take over a program, you know, what do you want to be known for? You know, what is going to be your calling card? You know, culture is one of those words like leadership that's just kind of thrown around. But we'll dive into that. We'll dive into, you know, building that youth program. We'll dive into your specific. We'll probably do some, I was thinking about this, we'll probably do some hot seats where we can sit and talk about it. I think those are important. I think summer improvement, what's your off season and similar to the roadmap, that we talk about in teachhoops.com, you have the season, you have the preseason, you have the postseason, you have the off season. You're always in one of those. I think that off season, postseason is kind of a big area for you to emphasize, work on fundamentals, work on those skill sets. And, you know, we've been lucky in this sense, and this is what I think this COVID world is going to be a little bit unique, is we're transitioning. We didn't have a season this year, so we're transitioning. We've had such a great tradition over the last 20 years in our program that the younger players just kind of knew what the older players expected. We're going to have to work on that tradition. It's a little bit easier when you have, you know, some pictures on the wall in the gym and coach is wearing his rings to practice. It makes it a little bit easy. I think marketing is important. It's important how you market that specific class, that specific program. You know, are you selling a widget? No, but you're selling a dream a little bit. Whenever you take over a program, there's probably a reason. Either someone retired or someone got fired. So, you know, how are you going to do that? And for all of you, even anyone that's thinking of doing this, you're gonna have to have some patience with it. Mine was a 7-year plan. I was able to do it in 5. Was able to turn it around in 5. But I think the 7-year plan is kind of the way you go. Also, I think you really want to surround yourself with good and passionate people. I always say that the two most important days are the day you hire your staff and the day you pick your team. You got to think about people that believe in servitude, that are passionate, that love the game, that want to put their stamp on it. And then I think balance is also important. You know, how are you going to balance all the specific things that you need to do? So we'll dive into, you know, offenses. We'll dive into, you know, how do you build tradition? How do you do all of those kind of things? If there's an interest, if there's not, maybe I'll just go fishing. I don't know. But I'll put something down in the show notes. If that is something that intrigues you, something that you would want to be part of that master class, about building and, sustaining, I think, is even sometimes harder when you're at the top of the hill. It's a lot easier to be knocked off, but we'll be doing that. And if you're interested in it, let me know, and we'll talk soon. Bye.
Hey, everybody. If you like the podcast, make sure you subscribe, like, leave a review, jump up and down, run around your house, whatever you need to do. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.